Chapter 32. The first week of August brought a heat wave and a feeling of growing dread for Foggy. His aunt and uncle would return to the United States in a few weeks, and that would be the end of this easy domestic life he'd been building with Matt over the past couple of months. It was hard to swallow, knowing that it would be more than 2 years before he'd have this kind of domestic bliss with him again. At the end of the month, he'd be returning to a tiny dorm room and the pressure of a heavy study load. After he and Matt graduated, he wouldn't be able to afford a nice house like this right away. Knowing the New York property market, he was likely to wind up in a tiny shoebox apartment with Matt. It was going to be years before he could afford a nice house and get a chance to enjoy this again. He almost wished that he hadn't had a taste of it, that he didn't know how enjoyable it was to play house with Matt. The fact remained, he had 20 days left of domestic bliss, and then reality would return in the form of a reunion with his aunt and uncle. He'd never looked forward to seeing them less, and he rolled over with a sigh, disappointed and annoyed to find that Matt was gone again. Foggy paused and frowned, straining his ears, hoping for the sound of running water from the bathroom, the coffee maker in the kitchen, or the TV from the living room. Silence greeted him, and he gritted his teeth, his eyes burning and a painful feeling rising in his chest. Matt wasn't there. Hurt and irritation warred within him. It hadn't been that long since Matt had made him that promise not to disappear on him again. And yet, he had. Foggy reached for the cell phone he'd left on his bedside table and unlocked it. Nothing. No text from Matt, no missed calls. Nothing at all to indicate where he'd gone, why, or when he'd be back. Foggy glared at the empty space beside him where Matt was supposed to be. He waited 30 minutes, giving his hurt feelings that long to bury themselves. They didn't, and he texted Matt anyway. Sent, 6:33 a.m. You said you wouldn't disappear on me again. Foggy just couldn't find a non-accusatory way to phrase that, and the more mild words he considered sending, like, "Hey, where'd you go?" just weren't enough. He was upset and hurt, and he wanted Matt to know it. The fact that Matt didn't pick up his phone and reply for almost 40 minutes didn't make Foggy feel better. Received, 7:11 a.m. I didn't think the gym counted. Sorry, I'll make it up to you. I promise. Heart. Foggy inhaled sharply and sighed, his annoyance with Matt not abating with those few short sentences. He was painfully aware of the source of these feelings of abandonment. It wasn't Matt, but he wasn't ready to tell him that. He typed a single word and sent it, swallowing his feelings. Sent, 7:14 a.m. Fogwells? Received, 7:15 a.m. Yep. Sent, 7:16 a.m. Want me to bring coffee? Matt didn't reply for more than 5 minutes. Foggy could see, Matt is typing, at the bottom of his screen and he frowned, guessing from the delayed response that Matt was trying to find a polite way to tell him not to come to Fogwell's. Tough, Foggy decided, throwing the blankets off himself and sitting up. That was how Matt could make it up to him, with coffee and red velvet waffles at that place in Harlem he liked. After Matt was done with his workout, of course. Received, 7:22 a.m. No thanks, Fog. I'll be back later. Matt's message didn't make Foggy happy, and he frowned at the notification before promptly dismissing it and ignoring Matt. He'd made up his mind. He was going to surprise him with coffee and breakfast, and gently remind him to send a text if he was going out. It was just common courtesy. After a quick shower, he donned his red Millennium Falcon t-shirt and a pair of light chino shorts, pocketing his keys, wallet, and phone before leaving the house. The sun was well and truly up by the time he reached the Hungarian pastry shop and picked up 2 coffees and a couple of danishes, apple for Matt and chocolate for himself, before making his way to Fogwell's. The door to the gym stood ajar, propped open with an old brick, and Foggy took that as an invitation to come in. He entered the gym, his eyes slowly adjusting to what little light filtered through the grimy windows. He set the cups of coffee down on a small table just inside the door, placing the paper bag containing the fresh danishes beside the takeaway cups. He moved towards the ring in the center of the room, having glimpsed Matt inside it. He wasn't alone. He was sparring with an old man, both of them armed with short wooden sticks. Foggy paused to watch them fight, his gaze flickering to Matt more often than not. Both Matt and his sparring partner were too engaged with each other to notice him, so Foggy got to watch Matt fight without holding back for the very first time. He was amazing, and a little terrifying. He was fast, agile, and graceful in a way that Foggy would have found hard to believe if he hadn't known about Matt's enhanced senses. His sparring partner was equally impressive, for a strength and ruthlessness that belied his aged body if for no other reason. He was clearly experienced and fit. His fighting style differed from Matt's as well. He was much more brutal, always on the offensive. Foggy's admiration for Matt only grew as he watched him block, parry, and deflect blow after blow, never once growing frustrated or showing any kind of emotion at all. His partner's expression was equally impassive, but there was an arrogant upturn to those thin, cracked lips that Foggy didn't like. This guy enjoyed pushing Matt to his limits, maybe a little too much. Definitely, he decided, a moment later, when the old man forced Matt to his knees and used his set of sticks to choke him. Matt showed no signs of tapping out. On the contrary, his expression hardened and Foggy watched him with mounting concern. He'd never seen this side of Matt before. What had Matt said to him when he brought him to Fogwell's last time? "I don't lose." "Don't be stubborn, Matty," the old man growled. "You can do better. Show me I'm not wasting my time, kid." Matt made a low noise in his throat that might have been a bad word or a laugh. Foggy wasn't sure. All he knew was that the tables turned before he even knew what was happening. Matt, impossibly, smiled, relinquishing his fighting sticks in order to focus his energy on breaking the old man's grip. Matt got a single stick away from him, receiving a blow to his newly healed ribs that made Foggy wince, but Matt was already moving, rolling, standing and flipping backwards, getting the old man flat on his back in a vicious takedown that left Foggy breathless. "Well, that wasn't entirely pathetic," the old man admitted as Matt rolled off him, panting heavily. "You've got a long way to go, Matty, but that was better. If you call me handing your ass to you better. Same time next week?" "Yeah," Matt agreed, unsmiling as he helped his sparring partner to his feet. "Thanks." The old man exited the ring a moment later and picked up a white cane from the table where Foggy had set his and Matt's breakfasts. It wasn't Matt's cane, Foggy realized. The tip was entirely different, and the old man used it with such familiarity, such confidence, that he knew it was his own. He was blind. After seeing how ferociously he'd fought Matt, Foggy was a little stunned, and he stared at the man, watching him pull on a pair of gray sneakers. He glanced at Matt, but his boyfriend was busy picking up the discarded fighting sticks and appeared not to notice him. "Out of the way there, I ain't got all day," the old man declared, rapping Foggy across the shin so sharply with his cane that he yelped. It didn't hurt so much as shock him, but Matt's head snapped up like he'd only just realized Foggy was there. His face paled immediately, and he seemed afraid all of a sudden. That didn't bode well in Foggy's opinion. He frowned at Matt, who had gone rigid, a look of fear on his face, but his dread didn't seem to be caused by his sparring partner. It was his own presence here that was causing Matt alarm, Foggy realized, not liking that one bit. "Is this the new one? This little whelp?" the man called as Foggy bristled, not liking his tone. "He's not your usual type, Matty. I thought you liked ones with a little more..." "Stick," Matt snapped warningly, cutting him off as the pieces clicked into place for Foggy. "Stick?" he repeated. With a sense of disbelief and rising nausea, Matt's battered face and months of nightmares flashing through Foggy's brain in the few seconds it took for him to slug Stick squarely in the jaw. The old man barely stumbled as Foggy's fist connected with his face. He leered at him and Foggy felt a flicker of fear, but Matt was already leaping over the ropes that bordered the ring and hurrying over to them. Foggy had just punched a blind guy and he should have felt bad about that. Maybe. He almost did, but this asshole had abducted Matt and screwed with his head and layered trauma on top of trauma since Matt was a kid. He wanted to hit him again, he decided recklessly, squaring up to him, anger and fear coursing through his veins in equal measure. "First one's free, little asshole," Stick declared, looking so livid and so dangerous that Foggy actually took a step back. "Stick, no," Matt cried, launching himself between them. His plea seemed to have no effect on Stick. On the contrary, the old man hit Matt like he was nothing to him, with a ferocity that was matched by his student. Foggy stumbled back and watched the pair fight, feeling degrees of fear, fascination, and horror as Matt took hit after hit, refusing to stand aside until Stick caught him off balance and knocked him to the floor. "Don't touch him," Matt snarled, spitting out a mouthful of blood as he leapt to his feet and put himself between Stick and Foggy again. But the old man just stepped aside and picked up his cane, which had fallen to the floor in the scuffle with Matt, seeming to have proved some twisted point to himself. "Your combinations need work, kid. They're sloppy and predictable and soft, like this one here." "Figures," Stick said cuttingly as he made his way to the door. "Same time next week, Maddie." The fact that Matt didn't tell him to go right to hell set alarm bells ringing in Foggy's head. His boyfriend just nodded and sighed as Stick slipped from the gym, every tap of his cane grating on Foggy's nerves. He was certain he'd never hated anyone so much in his life, not even his childhood arch-rival, Brett Mahoney. "Stick? Fucking Stick?" Foggy exclaimed, rounding on his boyfriend as Matt buried his head in his hands. "What the hell are you doing here, Foggy?" he mumbled, as he slowly lowered his hands, his expression guilty and troubled. "Stick?" Foggy repeated, in utter disbelief. Matt just shook his head wearily and knelt where he stood, bowing his head. He wasn't praying. He shook with little tremors that Foggy knew to be exhaustion. It didn't matter, Foggy decided. It didn't matter that Matt was tired. They were having this conversation now, before Matt could start compiling justifications and excuses. "I know you're upset right now, but keep it down," Matt requested, his voice one of forced calm. "He can hear us from the subway station." "Sticks like you?" Foggy asked, but Matt just nodded. That would have been nice to know a hell of a lot sooner, Foggy decided, looking away from him. "He's one of the best teachers in the world," Matt said quietly, like that made a difference. "And one of the worst people," Foggy exclaimed, staring at him in disbelief. "Did you forget what he did to you? Because I haven't." "He's training me, Foggy. I asked him to," Matt admitted, his lips working like he wanted to say something more. "Why?" Foggy exclaimed, feeling as though his throat was going to tear in two with that single word. Matt shook his head but didn't answer him. Foggy blinked back tears as he looked at him. It wasn't even that Matt had kept this from him. It was that he didn't know how long he'd kept it from him that he was secretly training with Stick. How long had that old man had his hooks in Matt? Weeks? Months? Years? Matt just wouldn't answer him, so Foggy asked the one question he needed an answer to more than any other. "When? Matt?" he pleaded when his boyfriend stayed silent. "Since last month," Matt confessed at last. When we had that fight," Foggy guessed, hating Stick even more for that, for finding Matt when he was vulnerable and upset, and using that to find a way back into Matt's life. Now he knew why Matt had taken so long to come back to him. Because of Stick. "I was going to tell you when I came back, but I didn't want to fight," Matt said quietly, his tone laden with guilt and shame. Foggy looked at him for a long moment without saying a single word. The lump rising in his throat made speaking impossible anyway. He wanted to hug Matt. He wanted to hold him and then take him somewhere far away from Stick, where he could never find him again. "You should have told me anyway," Foggy said softly, cupping Matt's chin in his hand and raising his head, hating to see him so bowed and burdened, defeated and ashamed. "I knew what you'd say," Matt replied, a muscle clenching in his jaw as Foggy remembered the words Matt had said repeatedly when he'd come back after a week of silence. "I don't want to fight." Too damn bad, he thought furiously, letting his hand fall. No. Hell no, Foggy said fiercely. That's what I would say. That asshole is a master at screwing with your head, and he hurt you last time. Matt didn't deny it. He slowly rose to his feet, sighing heavily and looking more exhausted than Foggy had ever seen him. There was a grim set to Matt's jaw that he didn't like. He'd made up his mind, he realized. Matt knew what he was doing. He knew exactly the kind of sick hold Stick had over him, and he didn't care. But Foggy did. I know what he did, Matt insisted defensively. I know what Stick is like, but... No buts, Matt. He is dangerous, Foggy declared, sighing when he realized there was nothing he could say to Matt that he didn't already know. I need him anyway. I need his help, Matt added in a pleading tone. You don't, Foggy said exasperatedly. You don't need that kind of help. That kind of help is just going to hurt you. He couldn't quite help the note of panic that rose in his tone. Matt turned away from him as he spoke, and for the first time since he'd found out about Matt's enhanced senses, Foggy hoped that Matt was listening to his heartbeat, hearing it race in his chest, pounding with fear, expressing in its panic beats what he couldn't in words. You shouldn't have hit him, Matt said quietly. No, you should have, a long time ago, Foggy declared, but Matt still didn't turn around. He won't forget that, Matt muttered, actually sounding worried now. I hope he doesn't, Foggy stated flatly. Matt whirled around. The look of incredulity on his face almost made Foggy smile. If he hadn't been so worried about the effect Stick was having on Matt, he would have. As it was, all he could do was sigh and shake his head, not knowing how to convince Matt of the danger Stick presented to him. Foggy, Matt murmured, both expression and tone softening, almost as if he'd read something of Foggy's feelings in his heartbeat. I care about you, Matt, Foggy said quietly, the words half choked with emotion. Find someone else to teach you, or... Don't, Matt said sharply. Don't give me an ultimatum, Fogg. I shouldn't have to, Foggy exclaimed, half tempted to take him by the shoulders and shake some sense into him. You should know enough to stay away from people like him. I can't stand back and watch you get hurt, so find someone else, anyone else, to teach you. He could see Matt's hesitation, and he didn't like it. He knew before Matt even opened his mouth what he was going to say. It would be more of the same, more excuses, justifications, and reasons why he wouldn't tell Stick to go to hell and find a sparring partner who wouldn't mess with his head. Foggy, Matt said placatingly, reaching for him, but Foggy pulled away and shook his head. Okay, I'll find someone else. Good, Foggy muttered, a little relief creeping over him. And you can't keep this stuff from me just because, especially because you know I'd be against it. That's not how it works. We don't lie to each other. Okay, Matt agreed, biting his lip. Foggy, I'm sorry. I never meant to keep this from you. I just... He has this way of... He knows me, Fogg, but... I'll stay away, I swear. Tell me again, Foggy pleaded, reaching out and taking Matt's hand. He slid his fingers over Matt's wrist, searching for his pulse, needing that familiar thrumming under his fingertips, those steady beats that would tell him if Matt meant what he said. He needed that confirmation. Knowing that Matt had been secretly meeting up with Stick for weeks scared the hell out of him, and he hadn't even had time to process it all yet. I'm sorry I didn't tell you, Matt said quietly, his pulse beating steadily, granting Foggy a tentative kind of relief. I won't go near Stick again. I promise, Foggy. Okay. Let's get the hell out of here, Foggy suggested, releasing Matt's wrist. He turned away from him and wiped his eyes, something deep inside him aching when a warm arm encircled his waist. He let Matt hold him. He let him whisper apologies and reassurances in his ear, his right hand throbbing from where he'd hit Stick. He'd put everything into that punch and he would do it again, whatever it took to protect Matt, even from himself. End chapter 32.